Men crave women to be in their feminine. Men crave to be together with a woman and not with another female body who lives in her masculine energy that competes with him for whose balls are bigger. If you want a successful relationship, and which starts with successful dating, you need to understand how polarity works and embody that feminine side of the pole. So today we talk about how to create polarity in relationships. And by polarity, I mean feminine, masculine polarity. I'm sure if you're watching this video, you know what feminine, masculine polarity is and understand it. But for those of you who don't, I will quickly give you a rundown of what masculine, feminine polarity is. So the concept of masculine, feminine polarity essentially is used to explain attraction in relationships where there's a feminine pole and there's the masculine pole, thus polarity, and they attract to each other, just like the South and the North Pole of the Earth, just like the Sun and the Moon. These are all dualities that we explain when two things are completely different, but yet they're pulled to each other like a magnet. This is why if you are a woman who is attracted to a man who's in his masculine, we normally say, for example, a man who's in his masculine is all about direction and purpose, and he has that unwavering sense about him, like you can trust the guy, and you can trust the guy enough so that you as the woman can surrender and let go of control with this man, then we say he's in his masculine and you're attracted to this type of a guy, then you are a feminine essence woman. How do you know your feminine essence or masculine essence? And look, both of these are in all humans. All men and women have masculine and feminine energies within them, and we just need to know when to activate which. Although I truly believe that most men identify with a masculine essence, and I won't go into detail of why and how, but I've studied this deeply and that's what I teach in my program and I coach women through that. But just for now, let's assume that that is the truth and the reality, right? That you see, that's why men are very much at home in their masculine essence, where they go, do. It's all about control. Well, not necessarily control, but that forward pulling motion, right? In terms of we strategize, we have goals, we measure, there are KPIs, and we know where we're going. There's a sense of purpose and direction. The feminine on the opposite side is on the spectrum of the opposite spectrum. There's the feminine and the masculine, right? The feminine is the opposite of that. So what's the opposite of direction, go? It's actually flow. It's actually just being here, right? Being and feeling, it's that chaos. And so I want to talk about some of the misconceptions before we actually talk about, well, how do we create that polarity in relationships? Some of the misconceptions that I hear a lot is that the feminine is weak, or that, you know, the masculine is powerful and the feminine is powerless, where that could be further from the truth. That's not my reality. That's not what I teach and not how I live my life in relationships. We are all equal as humans. This is, for me, this is a given. Of course, we should all be feminists, but, you know, this has been taken in a completely different direction by the feminist movement today, by the postmodernism feminist movement. But what I'm talking about is, of course, we're all equal. Of course, this is not even, we shouldn't even discuss this, right? But when we come to relationships and how we relate to each other as men and women, when I talk about right now, I'm talking about heterosexual relationships. This is a video for women who are attracted to men. So when we're talking about that, it's important, and I would say most important, to understand what is polarity, feminine masculine polarity, and how it works, so that we can apply this filter, so to say, and look at relationships through the lens of polarity, so that we can create that attraction and sustain it and maintain it long term. This is what all successful couples, who I consider successful, do, and they do it long term. This is actually how to create polarity in relationships. We're going to start with actually dating from the beginning. You can see that that polarity is observed from the moment people start dating, and then they, you know, they end up in relationships. We're always attracted to each other. That's how things work. If it wouldn't, then we'd be all dead, extinct like dinosaurs. But So the coming back to my misconception is that men and women, a lot of people think that the feminine is actually weak or can't be trusted or is powerless. That couldn't be further from the truth. There is so much power in the feminine. A woman who knows herself well enough to surrender, to let go of control, and to actually lead from that softness, to know that if I soften up and if I'm vulnerable, that's actually my power. My feminine is my power as a woman. And feminine leadership for me is such a different quality than masculine leadership. And for me, a perfect world evolves and is comprised of women leading in feminine way if they choose to, and men leading in masculine way, so that we come together and build a better world. That's how we build, in my opinion, better family dynamics. That's how we build better relationships. But look, some people choose not to do it this way, choose not to play the polarity game, or choose not to play those roles, and that's totally fine. But for me, to be attracted to my man consistently long term, to build a family with him, and I'm currently married, we have 2 children together, I need polarity in the relationship dynamic. Otherwise, I wouldn't be attracted to my man. I'm together with my man for 6 years now and more, and I'm still to this day attracted to him because we consciously choose to play this polarity role. So demolishing that misconception that the masculine is not superior to the feminine. The masculine is not more powerful than the feminine, and the masculine is definitely not more important or better than the feminine. And this mind shift has to first and foremost occur and happen in the minds of women. Because when women understand, realize, and embody their feminine power, everything's going to shift and change. And I can tell you right now, because I've worked with hundreds of women and I've interviewed hundreds of men, men crave women to be in their feminine. Men crave to be together with a woman and not with another female body who lives in her masculine energy, that competes with him for whose balls are bigger, that competes with him to prove him that she's worthy of his attention. There should be none of that. If you want a successful relationship, and which starts with successful dating, you need to understand how polarity works and embody that feminine side of the pole. And the more you are on the, so imagine this is the masculine on the left, this is the feminine on the right. If you're attracting masculine men, then you are in your feminine by the law of attraction, right? By the law of polarity. But if you are attracting feminine men, I work with mostly single successful women. We also work with women in relationships, but I hear a lot of single successful women say, I'm attracting men who are weak. I'm attracting men who I can't trust. He's wishy-washy. He doesn't have his life together. Well, yeah, because you are here in your masculine, and you're not only applying the masculine in your work or job or career, but you are bringing that into your relationship. You're telling him what to do. You're parenting men. You're treating him as a child, doing everything for him. Of course, he's going to sit down and relax, because the masculine is all about whatever is easier for me, I will do that. You know, the point from A to B is super direct and straightforward. And he will not argue with you for the sake of peace, because peace and freedom essentially are the values of the masculine. So I hope we're all in agreement that the feminine is not weaker, inferior. The feminine is equally powerful when we know how to play it, right? So now let's talk about how to create that polarity in a relationship. And again, I mentioned that this all starts in dating, because if you do the dating stage right, then your relationship actually will just follow that. So the goal to, how do you create polarity? The goal of that is actually to, for you as the woman who is a feminine essence woman, how, actually you might have a question right now, how do I know that I'm a feminine essence woman? Well, I'm going to ask you a question. How do you want to feel in a relationship? How do you want to feel in a dynamic with a man? And notice how I'm slowing down and I'm pausing, because this is not a question you answer from your head. This is a question you answer from your body. So if it helps you now, I want you to close your eyes and drop into your body and see what comes up for you. How do I want to feel with a man? And when you come back, you are a feminine essence woman if your answers are along the lines of, I want to feel safe, I want to feel cared for and protected, I want to feel taken care of, I want to relax. This is how you know you are a feminine essence woman, together with if you're attracted to a masculine man who's all about direction, go, 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 you are a feminine essence woman, which is most women. And there are evolutionary and psychological reasons for it, which we'll not go into right now. But the goal of the relationship that has polarity in it is to create that dance of the ravisher and the ravishee, of the taker and the one being taken, of the conqueror and the surrender, right? And you can see this, and all of these, again, there's a lot of power in being the ravishee, the one being taken and the one surrendering, because you are doing that voluntarily as a woman. And there's so much power in that when you know that you can surrender. And for a feminine essence woman, actually, there's nothing more pleasurable and fulfilling than to just relax with a man and trust that he's got it. When he tells you, I got it, you're like, ah, exhale. That's what polarity is, really. Polarity is actually coming from sexual polarity in the bedroom, where it's very, very clear that as a woman, you are the one being penetrated. And as the woman, as most women who are in their masculine energy in their work, which is most, a lot of us, or, you know, me, you, everybody who has a job, you know, if you have a job, you have to activate your masculine energy. But in the bedroom, most women, I mean, not prefer to be penetrated. If you prefer to penetrate, that's a completely different subject. Let's not talk about that. But what I mean is, like, in the bedroom, most women want to be taken, thrown against the door, against the bed, against the floor, and be taken. That hot sex that we really love, that's polarity, when a man is literally taking you. Now, we're taking that principle of the taker and the one being taken, the one being penetrated and the one penetrating, we're taking that into relationship. And today we talk about, well, how to actually do that. If you as a woman want to create that polarity in your dating dynamic and the relationship, listen up, because first and foremost, we need to talk about, and I'm looking here because I've got my notes, we need to talk about the three lies of female success. And the three, and that's actually the problem why so many women today struggle to create polarity in their dating dynamic and in their relationship, because of these three lies of female success. One we already talk about, which is femininity's weakness, or feminine energy is weakness. A lot of women, and I include myself in that many, many years ago, are looking down upon surrender, vulnerability, let go of control, right? Because we think that if we don't have control over everything, we're weak. If we, you know, surrender and let go and just be in the moment and present, that means I'm not in charge of my life. And this leads me to the next two lies, which is we can't, lie number two, we can and should do it all. And lie number three, which is female power is in our independence and strength, which is absolutely not true. And again, I won't go into reasons why, but essentially what happens is that we are given all these messages, and look, with really good intentions from our mothers, grandmothers, and from society at large today, which are still old messages of you need to go and be super independent and don't trust anyone, especially do not trust a man, right? Don't be weak. And look, these statements and these beliefs have served us, obviously, to get to where we want. You know, as women, we live today in the best times that we have ever lived, having all this opportunity to do what we want. But what this did, it almost like, for women, we're overcompensating now with all this success and achievement independence for our inability to be who we are as women in our feminine. And the feminine is all about surrender and let go of control. A powerful feminine essence woman is a woman who is comfortable with the unknown, is a woman who is in her body and knows how to feel everything that she doesn't want to feel. A woman in her feminine is comfortable with feeling pain. She's comfortable with feeling grief. She has the resources and the tools to do that, to be in her body and in her femininity, because she knows that being in her feminine is so powerful. And that power, a very primitive example, is if you as a woman, I always say, if you as a woman put on a red short dress and some high heels and walk into a room full of men, watch the patriarchy crumble at your feet. So we need to restore that power balance where it's not like, men, you need to tone yourself down and shut up and let the woman lead now. It's no, we as women, we need to take our power back and lead in a feminine way, not by being men and in our masculine energy. And why I talk about all of the, Anna, how is this related to relationships? Well, it has a lot to do with relationships, because you bring that belief system into relationships and you bring that masculine energy, that competing energy, that whose balls are bigger, you bring that into your dating dynamic. And you come up on a date with your checklist and asking yourself, are you my next husband? You prove to me that I can trust you. You know, are you as successful as I am? You prove to me. So it's almost like you come for a job interview, hiring this man to be your boyfriend and then your husband. That's not how it works. If you want a masculine man by your side who's also healthy and committed, open, ready for a relationship, first of all, you yourself have to be ready for a relationship. That's a different subject. But you have to lean back and surrender. Hey girlfriend, before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts, and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS. Well, maybe not so much granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and willing and, again, available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the man in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are. You are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts, and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced, and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine men and now have a family with him, I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode.
One way through which I work with my clients is to actually work through these lies of female success that is, you can and should do it all. You know, you should play all the roles and be successful in your career and be a mother and be this and be pretty and, you know, take care of your body and I can do it all, which is complete BS. That female power is in our independence and strength, and that femininity is weakness, working with that. So what's needed for a busy, successful woman today so she can create that polarity in the relationship, which is during dating and in relationship, is shifting gears. From go, go, go into flow, from control to trust, from constantly giving, 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 giving to learning how to receive, from pushing into pulling,
from manifesting, which is a very masculine idea in personal growth, to magnetizing. There's a difference when you manifest to magnetize. You see how it has this pulling quality to it. To take care of everything, switch to being taken care of. From leading constantly, I'm not saying women should lead, women should 100% lead, but in certain cases, especially with men, from leading to letting go, this means switch from initiating constantly to letting men initiate. From being so uber duper independent, like your life depends on it, to actually practicing surrender, right? From masculine power to feminine power, from your head, so many women live in the head. We need to live in the body. And from thoughts to actually feeling, learning how to feel again. And so that switch from masculine to feminine means that, and this is how we redefine this whole thing, is a strong and empowered woman is actually happy and fulfilled. A strong and empowered woman is not the one who has achieved by masculine terms the success. Because for us women, and if you are a woman, especially if you're a mother, you know that success means different things to us. I care about how I get to that success. I want to enjoy the process. I have different values when it comes to success if I'm a woman, you know, in comparison to men. And so when we do this, well, that's how you create polarity in relationships, right? It's by, first of all, understanding how polarity works. Second, switching from that uber masculine energy that's constantly within us into feminine energy. And creating that in relationship dynamic, working through those lies of female success. First of all, working that it's not a hierarchy, right? The masculine is not better than the feminine or superior to the feminine, but it's equal. And that's slowly, step by step, you start, if you are dating right now and you're single, bringing those qualities into your dating life. And there's certain things I'll share with you, some practical things that you can actually do in your dating. So the whole dating scenario for a woman, it's not a 50-50 game, just like it's not a 50-50 game in relationships. It's not, you know, you call me and then... When you understand polarity and how it works, you understand that as a woman, you are the prize. And you choose between all of the competing males for you that are coming after you. You have to allow men, and I allow men to court and pursue you. That's how you create polarity in relationships. You have to allow men to step into their masculine. Guess what? When you lean back and don't reply to him in a day, when you lean back and don't fantasize about when is he going to call you next and plot some sort of like some artificial scenario where he will want to see you again, when you just lean back and focus on you, the men will come because it's in their nature. And perhaps you're listening to me right now. What are you talking about, Anurag? I haven't seen that. Trust me, when you start practicing that, you will see. You will see that the men will come. The more you lean back and create space for that masculine to come after you, the more you will be inviting them to come in. The same principle works in the relationship dynamic. If you're already in a relationship and you want to start to change that dynamic and create that polarity, it's time to lean back, girlfriend. Because there's no polarity in your relationship because you're doing everything. You're not letting him step up. You're telling him what to do. You're parenting him and you constantly bossing him around. That needs to be changed. And I've seen this time and time and again in my own relationships and the women I work with. If you are in a relationship, as you lean back and start working with these energies, you will either see your man step up and take up that masculine space, you know, or you will understand and realize that this particular man that you're with doesn't have that capacity. That's not your masculine flavor, and that's totally okay. Because when you say no to something, you say yes to something else. So in practical terms, let's talk about, okay, Anurag, tell me what I need to do. Well, here's the thing. I don't like telling women, here's what you need to do. Burn some candles, get out of your head, stop doing this. Here are three tips. Because for me, this is not about giving you tips, but I know you're watching a YouTube video because you want some tips and I'll give you the tips. But for me, this is so much deeper than that. We talk about beliefs that you carry since you were a little girl. We talk about role models that you've seen since you were a little girl in your father and your mother and how they related to each other. We talk about generational, perhaps, trauma that happened there in relationships. We talk about your inability to express and be in your body. We talk about rediscovering yourself as a woman. So it's a whole process that I teach in my claim program. But I know you're here to be like, okay, I want to understand something. Give me some tools. So I'll give you tools. So the most important thing to understand is how polarity works. And then knowing that if you want to create that polarity in your relationship and be in your feminine, you need to massively lean back. Massively lean back and focus on you. And this is one of the, I think, also misconceptions that even by watching this video, you're like, give me some tips. I need to do something. Like I doing something. Instead of doing everything, you need to massively lean back, relax in your body and let go. But this is the scariest thing for women to do today because we're so used to controlling everything that to let go is really freaking hard for us. And so what you need to do, focus on you. And this also applies when you're dating, and this applies when you're in a relationship. When you focus on you, you take that space and then you let him be. Like literally, let him be and do and let him do whatever the hell he wants to do. Let go of responsibilities and decisions. If he's constantly coming to you and asking what to do, you're like, I don't know, I'll let you decide. I trust that you can handle it. So if you're in a relationship dynamic right now, delegate, delegate, delegate. Let him make his own decisions. You don't know the answer. Like literally, you don't know. You focus on you. Start making plans with your girlfriends. Start taking care of you, because when you focus on yourself, you are the prize. And the masculine starts to magically, suddenly treating you differently because you are focusing on you and not on what he needs to do, what kind of job I need to find for him, how to make him better. That's not your responsibility. That's his responsibility. So start treating your man like he's an adult grown human who can handle his shit. You don't need to fix his shit for him. So that's number one. Now, let's talk about in dating. You, girlfriend, how to create that polarity, I'll tell you. You need to date 3 men at a time. And this is my funnel principle. You need to create a funnel of men that you lean back and practice men coming to you. No initiation, no organizing dates. Let the men step into their natural masculinity. Men love to chase and pursue women. Give them that opportunity. Lean back. Now, again, I told you all these things today, right? Like how to lean back, allow them to pursue, date 3 men at a time, give men chances. Let yourself relax and be in the body. The last tip I'm going to give you, do a lot of embodiment practices that focus on feminine embodiment. I'm a feminine embodiment coach. I'll give you an example. Yoga is a masculine practice. Yoga puts your body into a certain shape. And yoga is amazing. You know, I do yoga a lot. But it's not a feminine. Feminine requires a lot of movement and fluidity and flow, right? So I really invite you to, this is dance as well. So dance is really good for women, right? Working with your hips and your heart and your pelvic bowl. What I teach personally is a feminine flow practice that actually allows you to internalize, close your eyes and allow yourself to feel and really start to soften up. So look for feminine embodiment practices that allow you to get out of your head and into your body and starting to feel. Because the feeling is the domain of the feminine. And if you master the feeling domain, you'll start to show up with men differently on dates. When you show up with a feminine energy on dates, you're not asking, are you my next husband? Where's this going? You're there to enjoy. So one more tip, how can you align more pleasure and enjoyment into your life, right? And when you focus in yourself, and when you start loving what you see in the mirror, and that's why this stuff, masculine to feminine, is not, you're gonna get a lot out of the tips and a lot out of the stuff out there, like burn candles and wear dresses and, you know, do makeup and fashion. I love all of that stuff, but this is just the tip on the iceberg. A feminine essence woman who's powerful, she knows who she is and she's so connected to her body. She loves what she sees in the mirror every day. And when she loves herself and she knows how to relax, let go, surrender, and trust, then that woman is powerful and magnetic and beyond attractive. So that's all I got for you today. I hope this was helpful. If it was, please comment below and let me know so I can create more of this awesome stuff for you. Thank you.